Good morning, Bill.
Hi, Mike.
Something I wanted to ask you after the game, and I erred on. I was curious if you just had any thoughts on just the play at the end with Raiola, where it looked like he lunged at Moore's knees, you know, as they were kneeling on the ball.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of frustration there from Raiola, and that's obvious. You know, has never beaten us. You know, had a tough day in there dealing with Wilfork and Hightower and those guys. So that was probably, you know, frustration. We saw a lot of that at the end of the game. You know, Whitehead on Blunt's touchdown and Mosley on the personal foul on the field goal. So.
And just to shift gears, looked like Chris Jones played a little bit on the end of, at end. If I saw it right, I'm curious if that's the first time he's done it, and how did you think that looked?
No, it's not. And you know, we're in a lot of multiple looks on defense, so and I'm sure we need to work on all of them, but. You know, we change it up a little bit, and, you know, had some production and some of those different looks. But you know, there's still a lot of things we need to work on.
Hey, Bill, just maybe some initial impressions of Aaron Rodgers and where he – I don't want to go too far into historical stuff, but it's hard to find a lot of guys who play completely to a layman over the last 20 to 25 years?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Aaron's, you know, a great quarterback. He does everything well. Has a lot of, is very smart, does a great job, you know, with his team in situations and seeing things at the line of scrimmage, putting him in good plays and very accurate passer, very good with his feet. Hard to sack, hard guy to bring down, has real good awareness. So I think pretty much everything with his game is excellent to outstanding.
I wanted to also, if I could follow on a different topic, in the last seven games, for perspective, and I know that you don't spend that time looking backwards, but when the team was 2-2, there was a lot of outside scrutiny, and I know that you guys tend to ignore the noise, but how impressed are you with your team's mental toughness and ability to do that and to go on a very impressive run in terms of results?
Well, I mean, nobody's happier than I am when we win, but I mean, right now that doesn't really mean anything. You know, going to Green Bay, great football team, very well coached. You know, I think, you know, Coach McCarthy does as good a job as anybody, you know, we play against, anybody in this league. They have a great quarterback, they have a real good football team. So, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge for us this week. And not really, I don't know how relevant the last week or some other week is to this game. This is just going to be all about us being able to prepare and play well in Green Bay against a, you know, a great football team that's certainly great in that stadium. Very well coached, and you know, they're always tough, but they're playing real good football right now.
Morning, Bill. It's looked like Patrick Chung has put together a couple of real impressive performances in coverage the last few weeks, and I'm just wondering how you've seen him improve in that area, not just through the course of this season, but even dating back to his first tour of duty with the team.
I'd say Patrick's always been a pretty good coverage player. I think that's been one of his strengths. There were times when we actually used him as the nickelback, you know, instead of a third corner. So, you know, Pat works hard at that. He has a lot of different matchups. Times he's on receivers, tight ends. Different types of tight ends, you know, based on their skill set, sometimes backs, sometimes combination coverages, you know, 2-on-1, 3-on-2, 4-on-3, things like that. So there's a lot of different elements to the position that he plays and the coverages that he's involved with. But I think he does a good job on that. I think it's really always been strong part of his game.
Bill, if you don't mind, I was going to ask about Clay Matthews. He's obviously been an outside type player for a large portion of his career, but we've seen him a little bit more inside, and he seems to create some havoc in there as well. Your overall evaluation of him and how they're deploying him?
Yeah, I mean, Tom, not to, you know, get ahead of ourselves here, but in all honesty, you know, we've been putting a lot of time and study and concentration into Detroit and kind of finishing that up today. So, you know, obviously we saw him move Matthews inside last week, but we haven't, wouldn't say we're really into the depth of study that we will be in the next couple of days on the Packers. And so the majority of my focus and knowledge really at this point is the Detroit Lions and, you know, what we just got through with the week of preparation for them. So probably
gotcha.
Handle those questions for you a little bit better in a day or two.
Bill, I know this got brought up yesterday, obviously, the past two games, you know, one was kind of a pass-heavy game with Tom, and the other one was a run-heavy game with the Colts. And obviously you're going to do what you feel is best for the team each week, but I'm wondering what the challenge is for is there a challenge in trying to sell that to your staff and to the players that this is what's best for the team when everybody might be looking at, like, why aren't we using Tom Brady more every week, or why aren't we using, you know, Corey Dillon more every week, something along those lines. Just wondering if there's a challenge in trying to sell that to the organization.
Well, I think the most important thing, you know, for this team, players and coaches, is winning. We all have a job to do, and, you know, that job and that role changes sometimes from week to week. It always changes from week to week, but sometimes it changes, you know, more than others. And so that's our commitments to winning. It's not to a bunch of stats and stuff like that, which I know is important to a lot of other people, but that's really not very high on my list. I don't think it's really high on the team's list. I think winning's more important to the team than all those other things that, you know, you brought up and I guess are really important to you and some other people out there, but that's not really a big deal for us. Just trying to win. So try to do our job, try to play better and coach better than our opponents and try to win every week. That's what we're trying to do.
Go ahead, Andy.
Bill, another game where we saw Rob Ninkovich, I think, go wire to wire on the defensive line there. And he's not the biggest guy in the world, and I don't want to jinx him, but how impressive is his ability to just stay on the field every single snap and the consistency he brings to that front?
You know, Rob's a tough Croatian kid. So, you know, he's strong. He's really strong for his size, been durable, athletic, play on his feet, runs well. So, you know, he's able to definitely take care of himself out there and play in a lot of different situations. You know, strong enough to play against bigger people and athletic enough to play in some spatial and coverage situations, you know, however that, whatever the requirements are, but there's a lot of things that he could do. You know, we're a little lighted in yesterday without Easley. And so that, you know, I don't know how much that would have affected Rob's playing time anyway, but, you know, we were definitely light at the position going in there. So, and Rob gives us a consistent level of play and gives us a lot of toughness and a lot of versatility. So I don't think anybody's looking to take him off the field.
So it's Mike Reese again. When you reviewed the game this morning, did Allen's punt impress you even more just in terms of, one, the impact it had on the game and just his ability to handle the ball before even getting the punt off?
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, he definitely made a good play on the ball. You know, and he hit the ball well. You know, we obviously like to always have a good, clean operation, but, you know, this is the National Football League, and players at the positions, really at every position in this league, are highly skilled. You know, we work on bad snaps every week. We work on, you know, work on those kind of things. And honestly, that's sometimes as a punter, something that's a little bit off the norm, you know, a high snap or a low snap or something like that, sometimes helps you really, really focus and, you know, make it a really good play, a really good punt. Sometimes the timing can throw some players off, but also sometimes it's more of a, you know, a quick signal that you really gotta do this right from now on, because maybe the first part of the timing of the play went off. So, you know, look, it was a good play. I'm not trying to take anything away. It was, you know, good ball handling, good punt, big field position play. But again, it's just part of the whole complementary game. Without good defense behind it, you know, the whole thing could get erased in a hurry. So defense needs to take advantage of those kind of field position situations. You know, the offense needs to take advantage of the return opportunity like that we had on the kickoff return. You know, those things are all tied in together. And one good play can help lead to another, but if you don't follow it up with other good plays, then, you know, it doesn't have as much significance. So, you know, it was all good complimentary football. It was certainly, you know, a good play by Ryan. But, again, this is a National Football League, and, you know, it's kind of plays that these guys are all capable of making, or they wouldn't be in this league.
Bill, you have three guys starting on the interior offensive line who have all been starters at center. And I'm just wondering, from your perspective, is that somewhat unique to have that combination, and does that benefit the team or those guys in terms of communication because they all have that experience at center and making the calls?
Probably helps the, you know, helps the overall communication and operation in there. You know, if you've played center and then you go play guard, you definitely know what the center's doing, and maybe a little more so than if you're, you know, only a guard and you've never played center or you haven't played center very much and you're not quite as, you know, quite have the understanding of that position, you know, from having not played it as extensively as Dan and Wendy have. So I think there's something to be said for that. You know, you definitely have to have at least two guys going into the game that can snap the ball. I mean, you know, you can't go in with only one, you know, only one guy that can handle the snapping part of it. Forget about the blocking, but the actual snapping part of it. I mean, you've got to take two guys to the game for that, which is what we normally have done. But in this case, in this year, you know, having three guys there gives you a little more depth at that position, which is, you know, never something to be underestimated. This is nothing more important than the ball handling and, you know, moving the ball from one person to another, the center to the quarterback, and the quarterback to whoever he ends up giving it to. But you know, I think that's, you know, there's some, yeah, I think there's definitely some benefit in terms of communication, experience, and understanding, and so forth, in those positions when you have three guys like that. You know, say the flip side to that is less experience working with the tackles on stunts and tackle guard combination blocks, which are a lot of double team blocks or, you know, reach blocks and things like that. So, you know, like usual, when you know, you can do something like that, you can maybe help yourself in one area, but then, you know, there's a little bit of a gap going in the other direction. So that's as long and short of it.